Yes.
Would you maybe tip them off?
Before and after. And they want to go in. And they're going to do a great job for the people of Venezuela. And they're going to represent us well.
That is the president of the United States on Air Force One when the question was, did you tip off the oil companies before this operation in Venezuela? And he said, yeah, before and after. And Congress has some questions about why they weren't tipped off. But that's not the topic of this discussion. It's about the oil in Venezuela and sort of what American producers are going to be asked to do moving forward. Let's bring in Michael Greiner, Associate Professor of Management at Oakland University School of Business. Good morning, Michael.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, the president talked a lot about oil in that first press conference and statement after this happened. It seems like oil is you know, a big deal when it comes to this whole extradition of this president.
Absolutely, yes. That's been said to be the priority of this administration. You know, the concern I had, purely from an economic standpoint, you know, setting aside all the other questions that there are involved with this raid, is the fact that right now oil is at a all-time low, essentially, when you look at the price. And we can see that. You know, anybody who drives a car will be able to see at the pump that oil prices are relatively low now. And the problem that comes from that is that it makes it hard for oil companies to justify a lot of investment. So we're talking about potentially billions of dollars of investment that would be required here to bring Venezuela back up to the level that it once was in terms of being an oil producer. And the fact that this investment would be required at a time when it's hard for these oil companies to make back their investment because of the low oil prices means that this is really going to be a hard sell to the oil companies.
What was the reason that there was such a pullback in the production there?
Well, this has happened over a number of years. And what it really has to do with is the fact that there hasn't been investment in the oil infrastructure in Venezuela for a number of years, you know, really dating back to when Hugo Chavez was president there. So as a result of that, you know, it's really fallen into disrepair, and it's going to cost billions of dollars then for them to bring back up the quality of the equipment and the infrastructure that they have there for extracting the oil, but also for processing it, because the oil that they have there, although it's very significant reserves there, in fact, the largest proven reserves in the entire world, it's a different kind of oil than we have in the United States. So they have to have different kinds of refineries processing it. Again, that's going to require a lot of investment to bring them up to the level that they'll be able to produce the way they were back, you know, 20 years ago or so. That kind of investment is just going to be hard to come by given the way that oil prices are right now.
Michael, Venezuela owes billions to Western companies from past joint ventures. Could those debts kind of slow down any real expansion in production?
It totally does. And, you know, and the other thing that I always emphasize to my students is the fact that business, of all things, hates uncertainty. And if ever there were an environment where there's going to be uncertainty, it would be Venezuela right now. You know, part of, as you point out, you know, Venezuela owes a lot of money to these oil companies. And part of the reason is that Venezuela has just seized some of these assets that were the source, that were sourced as a result of American investment in the past. So again, you're asking these oil companies to come in, invest billions of dollars with questionable return to start with, and then you add on top of that the uncertainty. And I think a lot of oil companies are going to be very hesitant to do that. And, you know, I think we actually see evidence of that this morning, where we've been able to look at the global markets for oil, and the price of oil actually hasn't changed as of this morning, which really seems to indicate that the investors don't really think this is going to have much of an impact on global oil production.
Well, it's an interesting topic because the president is saying, okay, they're going to go in there. They were tipped off. They definitely are excited to do this. But you bring up the point of return on investment and if it makes sense for them business-wise.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, businesses have taken the perspective right now that they want to essentially get along with this administration. So they're not going to tell him anything that he doesn't want to hear. But certainly the talk among investors is this really going to be something that's useful for us? And again, you can see that they don't think it is when you look at the price of oil on the global markets right now.
I guess my question is, with a lack of real leadership in Venezuela, how willing are then American oil companies going to be when it comes to making these types of investments, even if all the other all the other play settings are set?
Yeah, let's just assume for a second that oil prices were to go up, which obviously none of us are in favor of. And really, again, the justification that's been provided for this invasion is that, you know, we want to keep oil prices low for Americans, which, you know, obviously I myself would rather see. I think everybody who's listening to this call would probably prefer oil prices to be low. The problem is, though, at a certain point here, if these companies are going to make the investment, they need to see a return on their investment. You know, I always talk with my students about the fact that the job of managers above all else is to provide return on investment to the investors. I mean, that's just the way the system works, right? If these oil companies can't justify that to their shareholders, then they're going to not really want to make that investment. Mm. And then you put on top of that just the level of uncertainty with this government that's really in chaos. We don't know who's in charge at this point. It doesn't really seem like there's much of a plan in place for dealing with this. And frankly, if I were an oil executive right now, I'd be kind of sitting back and saying, you know, I'm just going to kind of wait and see what happens here. You know, we don't want to get on the bad side of the administration. We're certainly going to continue to kind of tell them what they want to hear. But by the same token, you know, putting our money where our mouths is going to be something that's a bit of a hard sell right now.
Michael Greiner, Associate Professor of Management at Oakland University, PhD. We appreciate you.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Interesting discussion.
Yeah, I guess I wonder then if that's why Donald Trump took the stance of, well, we're going to run it. We're going to be the point man. Because if that's the case, then that might quell some of the fears of the oil companies here that are going to make those investments.
Yeah.
Even though Marco Rubio says, well, hold on, that's not really how that's going to work.
True. But then, like, what does it cost? What does that look like? Is that boots on the ground? What is that?
Well, and he's exactly right. This is all about, if you are the leader of a major company, if you're the leader of a small business, how do you maximize your profits? That's your goal. That is your job. And when you're talking about shareholders, when you're talking about the board, when you're talking about investors, all they want to see is dollar signs.
That's it.
As your responsibility to your shareholders, how then does that jive with what we're seeing in Venezuela? It is tricky. This is a tricky situation.
And with these companies, you know, these companies want to make sure things are, you know, okay and things are worked out over there in Venezuela before they go over there and start spending their money and making
sure. I would think so.
You don't want to just, you know, walk into a place that's still not, you know, being run properly. You want to make sure it's being run properly and that your people are safe while they're over there doing what they need to do.
Right.
So does that include boots on the ground?
Exactly.
Coming up, lots more to talk with about this situation in Venezuela, about sports, what happened to the Lions, why aren't we in the playoffs, all that next on JR Morning.